Phone 0879 Richmond, Virginia 23255. Don't let your team become a terrorist.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the Faithful Gift.
Digits that they print, and all the fiat currencies that are being printed, and the stimulus packages that have been created and are continue to be created, not only here but worldwide. You know, we see the pressure on the fiat currencies, and of course the strength in gold. They wouldn't be able to explain why gold is at $2,000 and $2,500. It'd be very difficult for them to make that case.
Well, I think that people actually have to realize that they have to keep the price of gold down, because if gold were to go up, why, people would begin to increasingly lose confidence in the value of the paper currencies. And actually, this is really what is beginning to happen. Apparently, gold suddenly is really on short supply over in Europe, because the people there are beginning to realize that the whole monetary system is beginning to collapse, and the $1 trillion they put up to try to stabilize the so-called pig nations, and that's Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, and Spain. The pigs, $1 trillion is simply no way going to be able to allow the people, certainly in the Mediterranean nations, just to continue living it up, and of course, at the expense of the Germans and the people living in Northern Europe. In fact, I really think that this foreshadows the breakup of the European currency and perhaps the European Union. And if that occurs, it'll be the greatest thing for freedom that ever took place. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've had the opportunity to speak to some people in the European countries, and they never liked the euro coming in because it made their products or their items so very expensive. But what they've also told me, too, is, you know, even the common Joe doesn't want the U.S. dollar. They don't even want to touch it. They don't want it. And they'd like to see the euro go on for their own countries so they can begin to afford things like they had before the euro came into play.
Well, I think that we're living in unusual times. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole economic system is going to collapse, and when it does, life as we know it will never be the same again. Well, you know, one of the things that really intrigued me is the fact that the British government, the new government that's just come in there, has announced that they're going to have to cut government spending 25% to try to get the government spending back into line and try to begin to pay off their debt. They're even talking about increasing the age of retirement up to 70 years of age. And right now, people retire at 65. And they say, look, there's no way our system is going to work unless we raise the age of retirement. Well, certainly down in Greece, they've talked about raising the age of retirement from 60 to 62, and people are threatening to get out in the streets and revolt. But in England, they're saying we may have to go up to 70 years of age to retire, and probably they're going to have to. I think they're going to have to do that here. There is no way that they can allow people to retire at 65, because people are living too long. Already they're talking about raising retirement age to 67 here in the United States. But, of course, I fear before long it's going to be up to 70, and I shouldn't say I fear it, because there's no way that the government can provide for the people to the cradle to the grave. And all of these systems are Ponzi schemes, and they are doomed to fail. But the average American doesn't want to believe that. And certainly everybody would like to be free. But how many people are willing to give up their Social Security payments and their Medicare payments and all of the government programs that we have simply to preserve their freedom? And yet, if we're going to be free, we're going to have to get the government out of our pocketbooks and get the government to stop providing for people, because anybody, of course, who can borrow from Peter to pay Paul can always depend upon Paul's vote. And then, of course, you can borrow enough money so you don't have to borrow from Peter. Why, of course, then you will have Peter's vote and Paul's vote. And that's just what we've been doing for a long period of time. We've been living on borrowed money, but pretty soon you get to the point where you can't borrow anymore, or when the interest rates go up, you can't afford to pay interest on the money that you borrowed, and I can see that day coming very, very soon. What do you think?
Well, I agree, and I think increasing the age to 70, to 67, I mean, what does it really do? Because the system is there, and as you mentioned, it's a Ponzi scheme. It's set up to fail. It will fail. The only thing that they're doing by increasing the age is really maybe postponing some things a little bit further down the road to give them a little bit more time, perhaps to, you know, pass other legislation in order to, you know, certainly not to benefit anyone. So, I mean, we have jobs that are leaving this country faster than anyone ever imagined. They're not coming back. People are continuing to lose jobs. I did see today that Bank of America...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Melody was just saying that, Sydney, we're losing jobs. We are intensely sending our jobs overseas. The average American doesn't understand that the federal government is doing everything they can to encourage corporations to leave America. They're giving them special tax breaks. They can get all sorts of loans to borrow money to build their factories overseas. Those jobs are leaving, and they're not coming back again, and they're not going to retrain the average individual who works in an automotive plant or one of the other industries, the steel plants that we're intensely shutting down, so we can actually raise the living standards in other nations as we lower the living standards here. But of course, they can't tell the American people that. They have to believe that, oh, we just don't understand where all these jobs have gone, but they're going to be back again when things get better. But they're not going to get better, and those jobs are not coming back again, because the leaders of America are dedicated to internationalism and globalism and building up the economy in other nations, and then, of course, lowering the living standards here. Well, Melody, you were saying something about the Bank of America. What was that?
Well, they were looking to hire 2,000 jobs, 2,000 positions, employees, but only to help to recover the losses of home loans, to where, you know, they will call in and try to save these mortgage loans. And I know Bank of America here in State College, Pennsylvania, a couple of years ago, they hired a significant number of people here in the town in order to call people in reference to their credit cards. And from what I've heard, that system really didn't work. They closed that department. You know, people cannot pay. They don't have the money to pay. They went far into debt. They'll never repay their loans. I mean, my goodness, you see these advertisements where if you have like a $5,000 credit limit on your credit card, or if you spent $5,000, it's going to take 30 years if you make the minimum payment to pay it off because of the interest that is charged and so forth. People cannot come out of their payments are not making enough. You have a spouse that is losing a job. So they are looking to hire 2,000 people. But, you know, it sounds like a lot, but it really isn't in the scheme of the millions of jobs that have been lost. And I also saw today where Greece, they're selling their islands. And, you know, this whole system, the breakage of the system, you know, the only ones with all these stimulus packages, I mean, we have it here in Pennsylvania. They're looking to sell their assets. Now you have Greece that's looking to sell their islands. They have lots of little islands that they're looking to sell, and even some of their main islands where they have very high tourism, they're looking to sell bits and pieces, and that they're going to try to develop into high-end hotels and increase their tourism for those areas. And again, everything is for the wealthy. Only the fat cats are really getting wealthy in what they have created. And again, it goes along to and they're helping to assist the expansion of the world government and the world economy and so forth, of the world currency and everything that comes out of it.
Well, the thing is, of course, it's all well and good to invest in tourism. But if people don't have money, the average individual is not going to go on a tour. You've got these magnificent big tour ships, you know, that carry 5,000 people on a tour. But they're having difficulty actually getting them to go. We got an advertisement for Disneyland the other day, and certainly you can go to Disneyland, and you get a real reduction there on the hotels going to Disneyland. But people aren't going to Disneyland, and especially many of them aren't going to Disneyland down in Florida. You know, they're opening this new Harry Potter, you know, theme park there, a real witchcraft and the whole satanic outlook, you know, and basically they're going to have real problems. I saw where Mr. Wynn, who's certainly one of the large the casino operators there in Las Vegas, Mr. Wynn says he's moving half of the operation to Macau over there on the coast of China because he thinks, of course, the opportunity for free enterprise is better in Macau. than it is in Las Vegas. So he's not pulling out all the way, but he's moving a lot of his investments and building over there. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, last month, of course, everybody was enthralled why we had 431,000 new jobs. Oh, things are great, you know. The employment is beginning to pick up. Of course, 411,000 of those were census jobs. In other words, working for the government on a temporary basis, and those jobs are going to be over very, very soon. The truth of the matter is, why, of course, we seem to be stuck at 9.7% U2 unemployment. But if they never tell you, the U6 unemployment, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, is about 17.2%. That is unemployment. Those are the people who are certainly underemployed. Those are the people who've given up looking for employment. But if you really look and see what's really going on, of course, we've got about 10 million people who are getting unemployment insurance at the present time. But the real U6 unemployment, according to Bob Chapman and John Williams, is about 22%, and that's intolerable even during the Great Depression. Why? Because the unemployment was about 25%, and it's only going to get worse from here on out because we're not getting new jobs and we're not increasing production, and more people are losing their homes, and the states and the local communities are laying off more and more people because they're not getting the income from the sales taxes. And they're not getting income from building permits, and they're just not getting the income. And certainly the states and the local communities are having to lay off more and more people, more and more people. Then, of course, don't have money to spend, and we set up this vicious downward spiral. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What do you do and what do governments do when the unemployment level gets to an intolerable level? Why, ladies and gentlemen, they have a war. You manipulate the country into war, and then, of course, you can begin to hire a lot of people. You can get people into the military. You can get people into military production. And, of course, nobody's going to be concerned about the debt when, after all, America's under attack and we have to protect the American people from whoever the wicked enemy is that we're financing. And if you really think, of course, that we're at war with terrorism, you only have to go up in the Internet and just Google in, go to your search engine, to find out who is funding the Taliban and the ISI. They're being funded by, I should say, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. They're being funded by the ISI, which is Pakistani intelligence, which is funded by Pakistan, which is funded by your tax money. And this is how the system really works. It's just like it was in Vietnam, where we funded the Russians, who funded the North Vietnamese, who funded the Viet Cong, who killed 58,000 American boys. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what's really going on today. And, of course, right now we're talking about a war with Iran. And now that Turkey is aligned with Iran, are we going to war with Turkey as well? Those of you who heard our interview last night with Paul Williams will realize, of course, that the CIA is largely responsible for funding the people who've turned Turkey against Israel and into the Islamic camp. Why in heaven's name would you do something that illogical? Unless, of course, there's another agenda. Well, I guess it's Melody Cedarstrom. Let's go to Kenny calling from New Jersey. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And Kenny, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Hello, Dr. Stan. Hello, Melody.
Hi, Kenny.
I have a question. This may seem a bit of a stretch, but I was thinking, as far as gold goes, do you think it's possible that the powers that be in due time might make dealing in gold or buying in gold illegal or confiscate gold due to their past track record? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I certainly do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something, you know, we all know it was confiscated in 1933, and I think it's a situation that, you know, you can always debate the pros and the cons, whether they will or whether they won't. I think it's important. What I do believe they will do is I do believe they will regulate it. Mm-hmm. The gold market is the only investment area that's not regulated. And I do believe they will do that. Now, whether that that involves making it illegal or you know, maybe limits on it or something like that, I really don't know. I think it's something we're just going to have to see and where it plays out. But to me, that does not, I wouldn't prevent purchasing it. I wouldn't not purchase it with the thought that, you know, they're going to regulate it and it's not going to do me any good. I still believe people who own gold, whether they regulate or not, will fare better than if you don't have it. I think it's very important. And even as we go through these difficult times, you see prices go up. It's a very emotional investment because we do know the hold that they have on gold, that they can manipulate. They don't want people to own it. And I've always believed that when a government doesn't want you to do something, that's what you want to do.
Exactly.
So they don't want you to own gold, you buy it.
Right, exactly.
Could I just comment, Kenny, that certainly they did call in the gold back in 1933, but you know only about 25% of people turned in the gold. The vast majority did not, and they didn't do anything about it, and they had no intention of doing anything about it. They were trying to bulldoze the people, and of course what they wanted to do was take away their ability to maintain something of value. Have you ever read Alan Greenspan's essay, Gold and Freedom?
No, I haven't.
Do you have access to a computer?
No, I don't.
All right, go to your local library and simply you can Google in Alan Greenspan, Gold and Freedom. And if you can't, well, you can give us a call and we'll send you a copy of it. But this is written in 1966, and Alan Greenspan said, the only way you have of protecting your wealth is with gold. They don't want you to be able to protect your wealth, but you're going to have to, and you have to understand what this is about. It's one of the clearest simply descriptions of why you should have gold that I know of. So that is Alan Greenspan, Gold and Freedom, and I would suggest that every one of our listeners get that essay and read it. And, of course, if you're concerned about the possibility of confiscation, then you ought to diversify. You ought to have silver. You ought to have platinum, you ought to have gold, and you ought to be in gold and silver stocks. But down the line, it may very well be that the whole financial system will collapse. And at that time, the golden rule will come to pass. He who has the gold will survive. We'll be right back in a moment.
God bless you both.
Bye-bye. Anything else you wanted to say there, Kenny? All right. Go ahead, Melody.
What I would like to say is when people, if people are concerned about confiscation, I wouldn't diversify.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I will tell you that most people are going to lose everything they have. If you are in bonds, why, they're going to destroy bonds down the line, and certainly as they destroy the value of our currency. And I simply pointed out that in 1933, when they did confiscate gold, only 25% of people turned it in, and the government never went out other than into the safety deposit boxes to try to get gold. So, Henry, did you have another thought? Do you have a question for
before? Right, well, what it was saying is you mentioned about them passing it. First of all, I have to go through all
okay,
that.
Okay, Henry, do you have a question for her? Because we've got a whole block of people out there that have questions.
Okay.
Do you have a question?
Well, what I was going to say is this. What do you feel about bars, gold bars, which they do use a lot in Europe, and what do you feel about, let's say, diversifying into guilders and Deutschmarks and even Norwegian krona?
All right, fine. What do you think about bars? What do you think about krona? What do you think about Deutschmarks as far as gold?
As well as eagles and,
What do you think about your buying European gold? What would you tell him, Melody?
Well, number one, I believe people need to purchase things that are recognizable and acceptable. Most people in this country, probably not the people listening to these programs, they don't know what a kroner is, what a guilder is. They don't know where, they can't find Maine on a map. They're not going to be acceptable to it. It's not recognizable to them. Again, it comes back to the suitability. I believe each gold product, each silver product has a purpose, and that's what you have to look to, and the suitability. I'm not going to say bars are great and sell bars to 90% of my customers. I don't believe bars fit in portfolios. I believe bars were popular, when we were able to own gold once again before the coin market really evolved, and this whole industry has evolved since we've been able to own a gold again. So then as coins came along, bars were not as popular. They stopped minting a lot of bars. I think if you're, based on certain situations, if you have millions of dollars to put in the market and you want to buy, large size bars, that might be a little bit more suitable than the guy who's looking to spend $10,000 and wants to buy 1 ounce bars. So again, suitability to each person is really important. And there's very few of us, and I'm probably the only one that I know of that really recommends product based on what's really suitable by discussing with the customer what their goals are, what their plans are, what their budgets are, what they're already holding as to what I would recommend in their portfolio. I don't believe you need to have your own coin store. I think accumulation, people need to continue to accumulate, adding to their portfolios and adding what they already have. And then again, once you have that foundation, if you want to pick up some British sovereigns and Swiss francs, that's great.
But I don't you think you're ready. The mainstays would be American gold
Absolutely.
Coins.
Absolutely.
Right, right. But yeah, but you could order any. I know that. I mean, she's a worldwide service. I mean, it's on the web and everything else. I've heard about it. Matter of fact, even Riley James even has a show. I mean, she'll order anything if you have the money. You know, she could do special orders, that I know, right?
But there's no real advantage, and the only foreign currency might be a British sovereign, but you're better off to stick with
American
coins.
Oh, not even British. I'd say the Swiss francs, definitely, especially if you're going to go to Switzerland.
Right.
I will usually recommend Swiss francs first and then the British sovereign.
Right. But let me also say this.
But, you know, when product becomes difficult to obtain, you know, and that's something else. I say people have a choice now as to what product that they want. People need to do that now, eventually, you know, if the only thing that's available is some other foreign gold, well,
that's
better than nothing
buy.
At all.
Okay, well,
that's what they're going to get.
Okay, Henry, we're going to let you go, but thanks very much for calling, and let's go to David calling from upstate New York. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and you're probably better off just calling Melody and getting her thoughts on it, but don't try to do something exotic. There are a lot of people out there. Oh, we're trying to sell you commemorative coins, you know, and they tell you they sold three times what their value is, and maybe they did one time, but of course they still are really worth only the value of the gold that's in them. And there are so many people out there selling gold today that really will take advantage of you, and I don't believe Melody will. I think she's got an excellent reputation. We have never gotten one complaint from anybody in all the years Melody's been with us. And believe me, people always love to complain, but Melody's got a lot of happy customers. So, Melody, why don't you get your telephone number out there?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Okay, fine. We'll get the web page when we get back. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll be back with David here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan and David from upstate New York. How are you doing, David?
Pretty good. And yourself?
No complaints at all. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. My first question is for Melody. Melody, I recently talked to a couple. They said they were from Sturbridge, Massachusetts. I don't know if you ever heard of that town. But they were probably in their late 60s, early 70s. But they had told me that roughly the area that they lived in, which is part of Sturbridge, that the number of homes that were for sale were 50%. Now, does that sound like an exaggerated estimate?
I think there are certain areas in this country where you could have, you know, it sounds like an awful lot, but, you know, I guess there's different communities that can have various problems and situations.
You know, right now, of course, they're in the process of destroying, just tearing down 10,000 homes in Detroit. I don't know anything about that area you're talking about, though. David, did you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, and my other question is if the government, whether it's the federal, state, or local government, if they can't balance their budget and they end up defaulting, how are they going to force people to pay their personal debt? Are they going to have to write it off?
Well, people aren't paying their personal debt now, and that's one of the main problems, as they've seen a lot of these people that you know, have gotten themselves into a financial difficulty. They've been helped with their principals and their mortgages and everything like that. And people are saying, well, you know, here we are trying to be good. We pay our debt, but you're helping them and not us. So we're just going to walk away from ours also. So I think you're going to continue to see that increase where people will just default on their debt.
And I think what we're really seeing, David, is people are actually are walking away from their homes, even some people who can make the payments on them, but it's because that that house is so far into water. In other words, the mortgage is so much higher than the value of the home, and they could be paying in there for another 10 years and still not be back to the value of the home. So a lot of people are walking away from their mortgages. A lot of people are simply doing everything they possibly can simply just to walk away from their debts. And there's some people who will never be able to pay off their debts. This is the unfortunate things with the, especially the credit card debt, when they have really obscene levels of interest. So the whole house of financial cards is coming down, and hang on for just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have David calling from upstate New York asking about people walking away from their debts, just defaulting on their debts, and people are defaulting on their debts. But down the line, a lot of the municipalities are going to default on their debts. And a lot of people are holding sewer bonds are going to find they're defaulting on the debts. And the library bonds and all of these bonds are going to be defaulted on, and the companies are simply going to default on their bonds. We saw that with General Motors. So many people had bonds in General Motors, and when Chris went into bankruptcy, they lost everything. And, of course, we've completely done away with our laws here. When General Motors, according to law, why the people had the first claim on the assets, and instead the Obama administration gave that to the union, and they took 65% of the stock for themselves. And the people who had bonds in General Motors, they simply lost everything. So we're in real trouble because we've turned our back on the law. We've become a lawless society, and I think the whole financial house of cards is coming down. David, do you have anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, just one quick thing. Recently in the news, probably within the last couple of weeks, the governor of New York State, Patterson, he's been talking about a possible government shutdown. Whether that transpires or not, I don't know.
Well, I think that we're going to see a lot of our states go bankrupt because they're going to have to default on their loans, default on their pension obligations, because there is no way they're ever going to be paid to pay their debts. And this is the problem you get into with these utopian societies built upon debt. And when the day of reckoning comes, why, of course, anybody who's holding bonds is going to be holding a worthless sheet of paper. Hey, thanks very much for calling.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Before we go to our next caller, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Melody, I want you to get out your telephone number again. I want you to get out your website so people will know how to get in touch with you.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And our website, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net is the website.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Herman calling from Carmel. And go right ahead, Herman. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Hi, Herman. How are we doing?
Okay, news item tonight, the mayor of Oakland is sitting with the council trying to hammer out a budget. They're talking about a 25% reduction in their budget. He mentioned that their pensions are an issue. Policemen can retire at age 50, making $100,000 a year. These kinds of things are happening all across California, and maybe in other states, where people can retire at a young age, and with their life expectancy being into the 80s and 90s, it's unsustainable.
You're absolutely right, Herman. And unfortunately, an awful lot of the people who think they have security and a pension payment are going to find out that they get paid in dollars, but those dollars won't buy anything, and we're going to see things happening exactly as they saw in the Weimar Republic and in Zimbabwe, where, of course, you know, $1 million wouldn't even buy a cup of coffee. But the people who get their pensions, they just won't be worth much of anything. And did you have a question or comment other than that, Herman?
Well, I remember a person who is from Argentina, and they said that their sister goes and makes her mortgage payment on her apartment that she's had for many years. And today, this is just this year, the bus fare that she takes to go to the bank to make the mortgage payment is more than the mortgage payment. In other words, the money has devalued that much. Now, the ALTA reports, which just came out here this past week, talks, and they've had a high success rate on their prognostications. They are predicting a very difficult summer, and that there will be much difficulty with paper currencies. And I wanted to ask Melody, they said that silver, more than gold, silver will become the metal of choice for millions and millions of people. And as I read that, it dawned on me, why would that be? Well, if gold goes up to a couple thousand dollars an ounce, many people won't be able to buy that, but then they can go out and get something in silver that, you know, has a smaller price. What do you think about that?
Again, I come back to what is suitable for each, and again, at this point in time, I wouldn't purchase silver as a preservation of my wealth. But again, depending on where people are in the scheme of things is what's suitable for them. I think silver will be important. It's going to follow gold. But if we look to the fundamentals today, and yes, I know all the information that's been produced about silver, and but a lot of this information has been, we're just unsure about silver, and I'm sure silver will become very important. But again, gold is going to be the main factor of things. You don't have central banks purchasing silver out there in order to back any type of currency at this point in time. The numbers are just too great. And again, we look to the fundamentals of each. Gold is a true currency at this point in time. We're trading our fiat currencies into a true currency. Gold will be the preservation of wealth at this point in time. And I believe that's where you have to, and that's why usually my recommendation for gold is 80% and silver 20%. And again, that can be adjusted based on, you know, people's own investment objectives. You know, that is a starting point. I think we need to see how silver unfolds in the future. It will be important, but again, we're just not real sure exactly how high silver will go into. We have such a small amount of people purchasing gold at this point in time. And we're not going to have 100% of the investment people buying gold. We only need about, you know, 4% of the investment population to purchase gold. So, again, you have to look to the fundamentals. You have to see what's suitable for each. And a lot of these reports, you know, they've been talking about these reports for a very long time on silver. And I think sometimes the perspective of each and the fundamentals, their purpose, becomes a little confusing to a lot of people.
Okay, does that answer your question, Herman?
Yes, it does. Thank
you. God bless, and thanks so much. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, people really have to understand that the Chinese stock market has gone down about 25%. China is doing everything they can to stabilize their economy. They have about 30 million workers unemployed, and a lot of the people can't get jobs anymore. In fact, many producers are moving their production out of China into other countries because, of course, the salaries have gone up, certainly in many areas of China, and they're trying to unionize the workers there, unionize the factories. So manufacturers are simply moving into Malaysia or other countries with lower. And so basically China has all these unemployed people who have been working in factories, 30 million unemployed, and they're really worried about this whole thing. And certainly the United States, because people have limited incomes here, they're not buying as much as they were. The people in Europe, certainly because of their financial problems, are not buying as many Chinese products as they were. China has, of course, planning on having this tremendously prosperous you know, population, has built whole cities, skyscrapers, homes, restaurants, everything in a city. but there are no people in the cities because people don't have enough money now to buy. Certainly in certain areas they do, but certainly at least in some of these new cities that they built, there are very, very few people living in them. They sort of look like Dubai does. The whole world financial system is beginning to crumble. Certainly India is doing fairly well, probably better than most countries because they were down so far to begin with, and they're very industrious people, and they are beginning to develop an electronic industry. And many of the major manufacturers here in the United States are shifting their centers of production to China and Malaysia and Singapore and Hong Kong and to India, taking their jobs out of America, because that's the plan, to lower the living standards in America and raise living standards throughout the world, because our leaders are globalists. They hate America. They have no loyalty to this country. Their loyalty is to this globalist dream of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency, a one-world religion, and eventually that one world leader that Plato wrote about in his book of the Republic, and has been planned since Nimrod failed in his effort to unite the world 5,000 years ago. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we're talking about what people can do to protect themselves, because I'm afraid that most people really don't want to give up what they've done in the past. Most people want to stick with the stocks, even though they've gone down, but they're waiting for them to come back again, and most of these stocks are not going to come back again. And if you read people like David Rosenberg, who's really one of the more astute people, or certainly Stephen Roach, or certainly Bob Chapman, or the people that I enjoy reading, Peter Schiff, Gerald Celente, they will tell you we're on the edge of a financial Armageddon. And I really believe that whether it's later this year or next year, we're going to see a real downturn in the market. But eventually you're going to see the destruction of the value of our currency. And when that happens, of course, bonds will lose their value. And so many older people who've been depending upon the traditional means of investment to have a regular income are going to find that those bonds are not going to be paying any interest. And we've set the precedent. The American government insisted that British Petroleum stop paying dividends because of the problem down there at the Gulf, which I believe the government has been doing everything possible to make worse. And if you really analyze what's going on, you realize they don't want to solve the problem. They want the problem, and they're exploiting it fully. And one of the benefits of that is going to be to get the cap and trade bill through, to be able to stop offshore oil drilling, to drive up the price of gasoline down the line, to get us out of our cars, to drive up the price of electricity, so that we could impoverish the American people. But, of course, so many our industries will be forced to leave America because the price of electricity and other prices will be so high here. It'll be far easier to produce their goods in other countries. And that's exactly what the people who control the Obama administration want. But what's so interesting is that the federal government of the United States has told British Petroleum that they said they have got to stop paying their dividend, which means that the pension funds, the insurance companies, and so many of the people over in Great Britain will not get their regular pension checks. So many of the people depend upon those. That's the source of their income, and it's not going to be there because the American government told British Petroleum it could not pay its dividend this year. Where does the federal government get off telling British Petroleum about paying dividends? And, of course, if you look at the American law, British Petroleum is limited to $75 million in payments. But then you have to understand this whole thing is a scam. Basically, who is it negotiating for British Petroleum with of course, the federal government? In other words, who's representing the British Petroleum in their negotiations with the federal government on how much British Petroleum is to pay? Why, a woman named Jamie Gorelick, who just happens to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and she was on the 9/11 commission that covered up what really happened on 9/11. Who is going to dispense the money for British Petroleum? Why, his name is Mr. Friedberg, Aaron Friedberg, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's the money, that the gentleman who actually dispersed the money that was given to the families of the victims of 9/11. why are these people involved in this British Petroleum, dispensing British Petroleum's money? Ladies and gentlemen, they don't have very many people. They have to use them over and over again. Look at the actors. They come from the Council on Foreign Relations, this little front for a secret society, and, of course, British Petroleum, Trilateral Commission, Peter Sutherland, former CEO, Trilateral Commission, the people who surround Obama, Trilateral Commission. It's all in the family, ladies and gentlemen, all in the family. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and Melody, you see these things happening, you wonder, why don't the American people understand? Why is Jamie Gorelick representing British Petroleum and simply giving all of British Petroleum's money to this fund that's going to be handled by another member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Mr. Aaron Friedman, who had the same job after the 9/11 fiasco? Go right ahead.
You know, I spoke to someone a couple of weeks ago, and you know, it was just briefly brought up what was happening, and, you know, we were, I guess someone had asked the group that I was with about what we thought of Obama or something, and this person piped up and says, well, you know, it's just not him, there's a group of people. But no one really wanted to know about this group of people. They just don't want to know. And I also, you know, thought about people have gotten to a point where they feel there's nothing they can do about it, so why learn about it? Why it is happening? Why bother? Because there's nothing that they can do. It is a hopelessness that they feel, and, you know, they've been placed in a position where they're just struggling just to get along, and so it's, you know, they continue their lives, and they realize these things are going to happen, and they don't want to know. They just don't want to know. They don't have time for it. And because it's a hopelessness that they feel, there's nothing that it can do.
But they better find out about it. They should make their preparations for it, because if they do not make their preparations, they can lose everything they have spent their whole life working to accumulate, and they can spend their twilight years living in total and abject poverty.
I mean, if you just look at the number of people in this country who own gold, I mean, a couple of years ago it was less than 1%. We're probably up to 1% now, maybe a little over, maybe a little under. It's not a lot of people who know what's going on and are preserving their wealth by purchasing gold. So, you know, you look at the other percent, and the majority of them will lose their, you know, everything that they've worked so hard to, you know, for their families, for their children, for their grandchildren. They're just going to lose it.
I agree with you totally, and I think it's so vitally important that people understand. One reason we do what we do is to try to get people to understand, at least the people who've been listening for some time and have taken the proper actions. Many of them have done incredibly well, and certainly many of them have expressed their appreciation for putting on Melody and talking to people about where we're headed. But remember, I think it was one of the people from the Austrian School of Economics I always used to send to say it was Ludwig von Mises, but other people told me it was one of the other spokesmen for the Austrian school, who said, you know, that bonds are guarantees of certificates of confiscation. Bonds are guaranteed certificates of confiscation because with an insolvent currency, they always lose their value. I think that was Henry Hazlitt, but be that as it may, you understand what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Make your preparations. We're in for a difficult time. The America we've known, I fear, is going to be destroyed. Let's just hope that some of us will survive. Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
All right. I encourage anyone who has any questions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800.
Tell the phone number twice.
800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
Thanks very much, Melody.
Thank you,
we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Okay, fine. And that was Melody Cedarstrom and of Discount Gold and Silver. Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is still primarily supported by the people who listen to our programs and agree with us as to what's going on and want to make sure that we reach as many people as we can. And as you know, we have about 60 outlets every week. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-888-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, I said that if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get our latest talk on the specter haunting America. To understand what's happening financially, you need to hear my talk on the financial Armageddon, and certainly you can then get my talk on the financial tsunami. We gave it about 5 years ago, and both talks have syllabuses, but the syllabuses will help you to understand what is really going on today. If you'd like to know who the people are, who are in this little secret clique that runs our country, you need to get the syllabus entitled the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and it will give you a great deal of information and keep you abreast of what's really going on, who really runs the world. There is a secret cabal that runs the world today. There are people dedicated to world government under the control of a ruling elite. They intend to destroy the world currency system, impoverish the people, and then bring about this one world government under their control. If you have not yet seen the DVD, The Trilateral Commission, by Patrick Wood, you need to get it. To understand the spiritual forces at work, you need to hear our four-tape or four-CD set, The Aquarian Conspiracy, my interviews with Constance Cumby. And then if you want to see her DVD on the emergence, the coming world leader. We recommend this, and we recommend it highly. To understand what's really going on, you need to get our 4-tape set on the supernatural and the book that goes with that. It's entitled The Beautiful Side of Evil. If you're coming from a Catholic perspective, I'm sure you'll enjoy the wisdom of Malachi Martin, a 4-tape set of interviews with Malachi, and then, of course, his book, Hostage to the Devil. Hostage to the Devil. And, of course, these are the stories of exorcism as certified by the Catholic Church, but it will give you real insight into what is really going on today. It's well worthwhile. We have a book and a 4-tape set, a 4-CD set called on Satanism, Satanic Crimes, and you'll find out how the people in the Bilderberger are involved in all sorts of satanic crimes and pedophilia. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is frighteningly real. We're carrying a fascinating book. It's called The Franklin Scandal. It's the story of a pedophile network that began in Boys Town and, of course, extended right into the White House. And, of course, it's all verified. It's a very extensive book. No major publisher would carry it, so it was published by Trine Day, who puts out some wonderful books, which people really need, of course, to get hold of. The book is The Franklin Scandal, that will take you into one of the most amazing stories you've ever heard. And the trouble is, it's all true. We have our interviews with the author, and if you'd like to get those, they're available at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please don't forget our all-day program on the 17th of October, when we'll be bringing in speakers from across America. You'll need reservations, so give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for Radio Liberty.